All right, everyone, settle in. Welcome to Morning Dump. Mental Reset Affirmations, your daily dose of sanity in a world that often feels like it's trying to drive us crazy. I'm your host, Asher Blake, and let me tell you, sometimes it feels like the only thing crazier than our own minds is the internet. And speaking of the internet, today we're diving into something seriously important. The impact of social media on our mental health. Ever scroll through Instagram and feel a little less than awesome about yourself? You know that feeling when you see everyone else seemingly living their best lives, jet-setting, posting flawless selfies, and achieving all the things while you're here, struggling to remember what day it is. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, folks. Social media isn't always as shiny and happy as it seems. So, how do we navigate this digital world without letting it mess with our heads? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help us stay mentally strong in a sea of curated content. First things first, remember the highlight reel effect. People tend to share the best parts of their lives online. The vacations, the milestones, the perfectly lit selfies, rarely the messy, behind-the-scenes moments. It's like comparing your unfiltered reality to someone else's Instagram filter. Not fair, right? Don't let those curated snapshots fool you into thinking everyone else is having it all figured out. Second, social media can be a major comparison trap. We're constantly bombarded with images and stories that make us feel inadequate, like we're not achieving enough, looking good enough, or living the right kind of life. But here's a little secret. Comparison is the thief of joy. Stop comparing your journey to someone else's highlight reel. Focus on your own path, celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that everyone's journey looks different. Third, take control of your feed. You have the power to curate your social media experience. Unfollow accounts that leave you feeling negative or envious. Follow those who inspire you, motivate you, and make you laugh. Surround yourself with positivity. Remember, your online space should be a source of joy and inspiration, not stress and insecurity. Number 4. Take breaks. Seriously, step away from the screen regularly. Put down your phone, close your laptop, and engage in real-life activities that nourish your soul. Spend time in nature, connect with loved ones, read a book, pursue a hobby, anything that helps you disconnect from the digital world and reconnect with yourself. Finally, remember that social media is just one small part of life. Don't let it define your worth or happiness. You are so much more than your likes, followers, or online persona. Focus on building meaningful connections offline, pursuing your passions, and living a life that aligns with your values. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a friend who was always glued to her phone, scrolling through social media for hours on end. She started comparing herself to everyone she saw online, feeling increasingly inadequate about her own life. Her anxiety levels skyrocketed, and it started affecting her sleep, her relationships, and even her work performance. One day, Sarah decided enough was enough. She took a break from social media for a month. During that time, she rediscovered old hobbies, spent more quality time with loved ones, and began prioritizing self-care activities like yoga and meditation. By the end of the month, she felt lighter, happier, and more confident in herself. Sarah realized that disconnecting from social media had allowed her to reconnect with what truly mattered: her well-being, her relationships, and her passions. So, remember folks, you have the power to choose how social media impacts your life. Be mindful of your consumption, set boundaries, take breaks when needed, and prioritize your mental health above all else. You are worthy of feeling good, both online and offline. Now, here's what I want you to take away from today's episode. Social media isn't inherently bad, but it can be harmful if we let it control our thoughts and emotions. Remember the highlight reel effect, avoid comparison traps, curate your feed wisely, take regular breaks, and prioritize your well-being. Ready to put these tips into action? First, take a deep breath and commit to spending one less hour on social media today. Instead, use that time for something meaningful. Read a book, go for a walk in nature, call a friend, or simply relax and enjoy some quiet time. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, spread the word. Share it with a friend who might benefit from these insights, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's create a more mindful and supportive online community together. Until next time, remember, you are awesome, you are strong, and you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.